Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. Got a text message from 847. It says, 203 days to winter, glorious winter.
Yeah, you know, I feel it's appropriate that I mentioned today or right now that the heat index now is above 100. In Joliet, it's 101. And at, Morris, it's 102.
Will Perdue, former Chicago Bulls player, current analyst for NBC Sports, joins us. Calamus Investment sponsors this. And I got to tell you, every time we talk to you, you talk weather. So how do you feel about that, Will?
Well, I don't mind the hot weather. I'm from Florida. But when you go from, what was it, literally 40 degrees on Friday to this, it's, you know, it's kind of like your blood's got to thin out a little bit. My body was in shock this week.
Yeah, it is. It's really something. I mean, I don't remember a time where it's ever moved this quickly. So, my guy, because let's face it, Bulls are out of it. I'm really not as glued into the playoffs as most people are, but I am a huge Jimmy Butler fan, and he is on fire these days.
Yes, he is. And listen, I know a lot of people don't like Jimmy Butler because
what?
Of his bravado. Remember, he used to be, you know, the guy from the small town.
Tomball, Texas.
That's right. But mm-hmm. He's no longer that guy. He's kind of bought in. He's gone Hollywood. So that's rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. But the one thing you cannot argue about, Lisa, is how hard he plays and the impact he's had. I know he didn't fit in Minnesota. He didn't fit in Philly because he didn't like the way things were run and the culture that those organizations had. But why do you think he fit in Miami? Because of the culture that they have and how hard they play, how hard they practice. That's right down his avenue, and that's why the Miami Heat now have a lead in the series.
Well, and here's the thing. If you knew what he was like in high school and how much that kid sacrificed and what kind of life he had, if he wants to be a big-time ball player, for goodness sakes, he's earned it.
No, he has, and that doesn't mean you have to like him, but, you know, because he used to be a Bull and because of kind of how he left Minnesota, again, a lot of people, and he's one of those guys now because of the success that he's had, Lisa, people look to talk about things that are wrong with him instead of talk about what you just mentioned, how he got there and how he's had his success. So, it's up to him to show how he celebrates his success. But you can't question the hard work that he's put in to get there.
Hey, Will, it's great to talk to you. I know last time we had you on, we talked a little bit about Zach LaVine, and now the rumors are starting, Will. I'm sure you've seen some of them. People are tossing out rumors, possible trades, maybe Zach to Portland. We've got a long way to go before teams can even begin signing free agents late June. The Zach LaVine situation with the Bulls, where do you stand on that? How do you see this playing out with the Bulls and LaVine this offseason?
Well, his agent in Clutch Sports is doing his job. He's driving up his value. We don't know who's leaked out these stories. You know, the organizations aren't coming out and saying, yes, we said that. But anybody that has money under the salary cap, in my opinion, will be interested in Zach LaVine. And that means Portland, L.A., some of these other teams that have been mentioned, yeah, they're going to throw their hat into the ring. They're going to call his agent. They're going to look to see what's it going to cost to get him. But at the end of the day, the most money that he can get, if I remember correctly, I'm not exact, but I think is with the Chicago Bulls. And he said all the right things. He said, hey, I'm going to test free agency, which he has every right to do. He wants to get paid, but I truly believe that he still wants to be in Chicago. Now, that being said, let's say one of these teams like Portland, L.A., somebody calls the Chicago Bulls and says, hey, how about if we do a sign and trade and we give you player A, B, and C, and all of a sudden player A, B, and C make you a lot better than just Zach LaVine. Then you have to seriously consider it. But up to this point, I haven't seen or heard anything about sign and trades that make the Bulls any better.
Who's your pick to win the finals? Well, we've had this Bucks-Boston series is turning into something. Golden State's looking like Golden State. Who's your pick to win it all right now? I know we're still in the first round, but so far, are you thinking?
Well, I think, honestly, it's going to be between the two teams that come out of the East. I don't want to discount Phoenix or, you know, Golden State, but I just think, as Lisa talked about, she's not watching it a lot. But the things that win in the playoffs are defense and rebounds. And the Miami Heat have done an excellent job of both those areas. And I like the Miami Heat beating Milwaukee in the Eastern Conference Finals, and I like Miami beating either Phoenix or Golden State. I think that series is going to be a toss-up.
You know, Jimmy Butler and I bonded because he apparently could not get access to country music tickets when he was a Chicago Bull, and, you know, helped hook him up. I guess now he could buy the stadium, right?
Throwing it out there.
I want him to go all the way. I want him to wear that ring. So I'm glad you're on that side.
So, well, I'm not necessarily on that side, but I'm trying to give you my solid, unbiased opinion.
Well, and you certainly know 99% more than I do. So thanks for joining us, Will. We love when you come on Chicago's Afternoon News. And honestly, those commercials you do for Calamos, you've got a career in voiceover whenever you want one.
Well, I know you hooked Jimmy up with tickets. You wouldn't have to have a pool, would you?
I'll find you one today.
All right.
Will Perdue on Chicago's Afternoon News. Hey, the Sox aren't playing because of COVID. That caused the game to be canceled, and Fauci is asking for more boosters. We've got audio of him addressing Congress. That's coming up next. But first, a check on weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld.
And partly sunny and 88. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 68. Hot and humid again tomorrow with a high of 88. And the Edens is starting to build in from TUI. Heavy delays on the inbound Kennedy 52 from the airport, 30 from the Edens, and 36 outbound. Eisenhower 42 to Mannheim with an accident inbound now reported at Mannheim. Up on Stevenson, the tri-state, and to Harlem, it's heavy 42 to the tri-state. The Dan Ryan is slow 31st out to about 63rd. Heavy northbound tri-state Southwest Highway to 83rd and Lombard 53 in St. Charles, an accident. Also, North Barrington at 59 and 22, and southbound to Sabal Lake Shore Drive from north to Chicago, northbound 18th to Monroe. Mary Vandeveld, WGN Traffic Central.
Now more than ever, it's important for investors to manage market volatility. At Calamos Investments, risk management has been a fundamental principle ever since John Calamos founded his firm here more than 40 years ago. Now one of the fastest growing money managers in the world, Calamos Investments provides advisory and wealth management services to major institutions and individual investors. Visit Calamos.com to learn more about how Calamos can help you navigate today's challenging markets. Calamos, locally based, but with a global perspective.
With every, and every, Chicago is built, served, and improved. These are the sounds of union labor working hard for this great city. And United Healthcare offers health plans that work hard for union members and their families. With cost-saving opportunities, a variety of programs backed by a robust provider network, even a custom-branded app. Quality health coverage built by you and working for you. Learn more at uhc.com/myChicago. That's uhc.com/myChicago.
It's hard to imagine your first grade son going from building blocks to brain surgery. I'm Darcy, and a routine eye exam detected my son Blake's rare brain tumor. We worried about the effects radiation could have on someone so young. So we did our research and found Northwestern Medicine Proton Center.
Proton therapy is an advanced form of treatment delivering precise doses of radiation to a patient's tumor with the goal of reducing the risk of side effects and damage to surrounding healthy tissue.
We were able to stay at the Ronald McDonald House for 6 weeks while Blake received daily radiation. The treatment worked. He had no side effects.
For over 10 years, Northwestern Medicine Proton Center has remained the only proton therapy treatment center in Illinois, treating a range of tumors, including breast, head and neck, pediatric, lung, prostate, and brain.
Aside from a small scar, you'd never know what Blake went through. Now he's just a happy fourth grader.
Northwestern Medicine. What makes us better makes you better. Visit protoncenter.nm.org.
Tonight, Lincoln Yards. See how a former industrial wasteland,
it needed a lot of cleanup,
could soon transform the heart of a city. Tonight on WGN-TV News at 9.
June 19th, climb 2,000 stairs at a Chicago icon. Soldier Field, where legends are made. Climb for glory. Climb for purpose. The American Lung Association, Fight for Air Climb. Presented by United Healthcare. Visit WGNRadio.com or fightforairclimb.org.
Welcome back to Ask Hassilis. I'm Weston. What's your question?
I need advice on how to pay for college.
Buy a Tempur-Pedic mattress from Hassilis and get up to 24 months interest-free financing. Just think of the money you'll save.
That's true.
Plus, get a $300 Visa gift card.
You should be a finance major.
No thanks. What I really want to do is dance.
Dare to dream, kid.
Open 9 to 9. Find a Chicagoland showroom near you or shop online at Hassilis.com. Hassilis, employee free, guaranteed.
Have you been over to Catch 35 yet? They have two locations, downtown Chicago and downtown Naperville. Catch 35 features the freshest seafood flown in daily from the coastal waters, but Catch 35 is more than just fresh seafood. With from-the-farm dishes like grilled skirt steak, braised beef short rib, and an amazing house burger, there is variety for all to savor. You'll enjoy critically acclaimed live jazz music Tuesdays through Saturdays, so book your reservation at catch35.com and just tell them you heard it on WGN. Chicago's afternoon news. Hey, Kevin, I know Ernie in our production department, he had on his Sox jersey and he was ready to walk out the door and he was excited. He had tickets to the game. And then he came in here and he goes, just cut your promo. I'm staying for a while.